providing promising contacts. I am carrying a heavy burden for the work and cause of God. As I see the lack of principle manifested, and the feeble faith that is shown in the message that means so much to us, I am filled with fear. I am now obliged to write some things in regard to the danger of carrying the health food business and the restaurant work to extremes. I have written that restaurants should be established as a means of bringing those who know the truth into touch with the people of the world, and of providing opportunities of reaching these people with the message of present truth. Should those attending these restaurants reform in their habits of eating, they would be better prepared to listen to arguments in favor of the truth. But if by the restaurant work there is not awakened a deep and living interest in the things of eternal importance, what is gained by the work? Christ is hungry for souls, hungry to see those for whom he gave his life receiving the blessings placed within their reach. Shall he have died for them in vain? Satan will use every opportunity to seduce men from their allegiance to God. He and the angels who fell with him will appear on the earth as men, seeking to deceive. God's angels, also, will appear as men, and will use every means in their power to defeat the purposes of the enemy. We, too, have a part to act. We shall surely be overcome unless we fight manfully the battles of the Lord. It is in order that those who love God and keep His commandments may have as little hindrance as possible in their advancement in the heavenward way that they are warned not to live in the cities. If by our restaurant work souls are not won to the truth, what is gained by entering so largely into this work, which must be done in the cities? Will the result justify the effort put forth? Will it pay for our young men and young women to spend their time and energy in providing and serving food for worldlings, while they make no effort to save their souls, no effort to lead them to see the light of present truth? Written May 13, 1903.